Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, we look back at the Raiders' first road victory of 2012. Free safety Michael Huff talks about making the conversion to cornerback. And it's our weekly conversation with head coach Dennis Allen. All this and a whole lot more as we get you ready for Josh Freeman and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next on the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
Yeah, the last time the Raiders saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jeff Garcia was the quarterback, and the Raiders beat him in the final game of 2008 to officially knock them out of the playoffs, and they have not been back since. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by the two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. Both teams come in at 3-4, James, a pivotal middle-of-the-season game trying to get to 500 for both.
Yeah, both teams want to get back in their playoff picture. Identical records. They've played a little bit better as of late, both teams have. And, you know, it's imperative for the Raiders to play extremely well once again against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Raiders are playing their best football of the season, Jim, having won two in a row. Last Sunday, they got their sixth straight win at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. The game was tied at six late in the first half when Shane Leckler hits a booming punt way up high. Javier Arenas will muff it, and John Kondo will jump on it, Jim, and that kind of turned the whole game around.
Turnovers in the kicking game especially really tend to turn things around in the game, as that one certainly did. Right from there, they took it in.
Two plays after that, it was a touchdown pass from Carson Palmer to wide receiver Denarius Moore here in the back of the end zone. Watch the clever movement here. Darren McFadden will go in motion outside the numbers to get the playmaking linebacker Derek Johnson out of the middle. They'll hit Denarius Moore for a touchdown. Later in the game, Carson Palmer hits Darius Heyward-Bey, breaks a tackle of his former teammate Stanford Rout, 32 yards for a score. The way this offense is functioning now behind Carson Palmer, Jim, much better the last couple of weeks.
Well, it certainly has been, and the receivers for the Raiders, they're doing a lot of it on their own. They're making the tacklers miss, turning these short passes into longer gains, and they're also getting down the field with some big catches, and that's really helping the Raiders' offense. But one of the things in particular that has gotten a little bit better, especially in the second half against Kansas City, is the running game. Darren McFadden finally broke loose, picked up 96 yards in the second half, just did a fabulous job running the football. And I think people can see that once you run the football, it makes everything a lot easier offensively.
He had his second 100-yard rushing game of the year, Jim. 29 carries for 114 yards. As you mentioned, most of it came in the fourth quarter. The offensive line may have had their best game of the season last Sunday in Kansas City. They popped some runs there late for Darren. And earlier in the game, they just protected extremely well for Carson Palmer against those two outside linebackers, Tamba Ali and Justin Houston. The Chiefs went sackless in the game.
It says volumes about how well the offensive line played. And that's what you have to do. You got to protect your quarterback. You got to run the football. And, you know, offensively, things will work out much better for you.
And conversely, on the other side of it, the Raiders' defensive line and their front seven shut down one of the most electrifying running backs in football, Jamal Charles. A couple of years ago, when healthy, was second in the NFL in rushing, Jim. And for a time this year, he was number one. He had 4 yards rushing on Sunday on 5 carries. And the Raiders completely shut him out in the second half. He carried the ball only one time and lost 2 yards.
Yeah, the quarterbacks, both quarterbacks, I think, had more rushing yards than the running backs for Kansas City against the Raiders. And, you know, that also goes to show you shut down the running game, you put all the pressure, the onus on the quarterback to make plays, and, you know, it gives the defense quite a bit of an edge in that regard.
And they were able to batter and bruise both Kansas City quarterbacks. Right. Brady Quinn started the game. He was knocked out with a concussion. The Raiders had 3 quarterback sacks. They had 11 hits. Rolando McClain got in for a sack. A nice blitz here from Philip Wheeler. And Richard Seymour picked up his team-high 3rd quarterback sack last Sunday.
And from a tackle, that's pretty darn good. You know, Richard Seymour, one of the premier players in the league for a number of years, continues to play extremely well.
Raiders also had 3 takeaways on defense on top of the one they had on special teams. Tommy Kelly will dive on a fumbled snap by quarterback Matt Castle. Watch Matt Giordano here, Jim. He's on the other hash. He will read Brady Quinn, come all the way across the field for the interception. And how about the pick by Pat Lee on the goal line? I'm still not sure how he caught this football.
You know, just an extra effort. And one of the things, defensive back doesn't pick up the flight of the ball till extremely late, and he was able to make a tremendous catch and get another turnover for the Raiders.
Pat Lee is playing very well at one corner. They're using Phillip Adams as a 3rd corner. And on the other side, maybe the most improved player in the NFL. I don't even know what to call him. Is he a free safety? Is he a corner, a slot corner? We'll just call him number 24. Michael Huff will join us when we continue on the Silver and Black Show.